Lori Oliver, Winona Senior High School, or Winona Area Public Schools, I guess.
And how long have you actually been teaching?
This is my 16th year.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Could you just tell me a little bit about some of the challenges that you were facing when you contacted Susan and Soar Study Skills?
Basically, I was trying to design a study skills class and did an online search to find some good resources, and hers came up. And when I looked at the program and how organized the books were and everything, that's what appealed to me. There were other programs out there, and there were things that I could have done myself, but because she had some research base with it, mm-hmm. and that it was pretty coordinated and had the teacher's guide, that's what attracted me to that particular thing. So we started out with the freshmen because we have 9th through 12th grade at our high school, and our challenges were that the freshmen were coming in from a middle school that's 5 through 8, and there's no consistent method of teaching how to take notes or organization and things like that. So that's why I was looking for resources.
So you're trying to basically provide your incoming freshmen with a foundation of study skills so that moving forward they would obviously...
With the idea of them using it throughout their high school career. Mm-hmm. And it was an experiment, so we don't get all the freshmen. I get some that are identified as students that are at risk failing. So those are the kids that I get, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is a challenging group.
It's very challenging. I have the class from hell over at the middle school right now, 7th and 8th graders. It's like the first day of class, and they're already off the walls. And I'm like, you're kidding me.
Wow.
I'm 6'3" with shoes on. You wouldn't think they'd mess with me. It was like, man. So I have to go in there today. This is my second day with them, and we're going to establish rules as a class and try to do some things. But, yeah, they're a very challenging group.
I got to give you credit for that. My husband had worked with an intermediate school district and worked a lot with those kind of kids. He wasn't a teacher, but he assisted with that quite a bit. And I remember, boy, that takes a special person to work with those kids, so I have to commend you for that.
Well, I hope I can pull it off, because I think the biggest challenge is they don't care.
That's right, that they've never had the situation where they felt they could thrive or even cared whether they did.
Right. So I'm using some of the language she uses to introduce the program, which is some of the stuff online about to get the kid buy-in, you can help you get your homework done faster and read textbooks easier and all those kinds of things. So I'm hoping if they listen long enough that they'll buy in a little bit.
Yeah, that you can get at least their attention long enough to get them to try it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping.
Now, the focus group that you had initially, how many students was that you were involved with?
A total of 60 kids.
Okay. Okay, and then this is a little smaller group you have coming in now?
30.
Okay. But a different type of kid? Or is it
yeah.
the same, or is it still both those challenge
no,
kids?
No, these are kids that are failing middle school, and they just created the class. They told me last spring, they're like, we're doing this at the middle school, and we want you to come over and try to help these kids. So they just got the books in, and we're going to see what happens.
Wow. Well, yeah, I guess on the positive side, if you can make traction with these, then you're probably going to really get their attention and be a wonderful thing, not just for you, but everybody else after that,
right.
the kids
and
the students.
I'm going by her 80-20 rule.
Yes, she explained that to me a little bit. I thought that was, she said she spent some time with you talking about that, and that's really interesting.
It is. I won't be completely brokenhearted if I get 80% of them all.
That's right. At least you feel like you accomplished something, right?
Right. Well, we really want to see results, so.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you whatsoever. Well, when you were working with SOAR, since that time, I should say, you know, once taking this little focus group of kids, what has changed with them? We know, what did you see through that process and in your experience of working with SOAR with the kids?
More confidence, for sure. The kids that were actually using the strategies were finding them that they actually worked. And they were surprised. Oh, wow, this really works. And the reinforcing using even the note-taking thing. So it's like, are you taking the notes the way I showed you how to take them, the way we practiced doing them in class? No. All right, so then you reinforce that, and then they finally use it, and they're like, oh, this really worked. Wow. So it does give them confidence. But they, once again, you know, I think my biggest challenge using the program was accountability, how to keep track of making sure that they're using the binder incorrectly, doing the locker checks. And she does have a matrix kind of put together, but I hadn't been using that, so I'm going to be using that this time to see if that helps me out a little.
So you can get that other 20%, huh?
Mm-hmm. But I'd say definitely better confidence, and they're surprised that things worked.
Now, do you find better results, too, as far as the results of their test taking and how they did in class itself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely got better grades, and they saw some increase in their grades, the ones that used the strategies.
Well, that's great news because, also I would think that in itself, too, would help them gain more confidence in itself.
And I think what will be the true test is see how their grades are this next trimester. If
right.
They keep using the strategies mm-hmm. beyond the classroom.
Well, and I think, too, probably would be helpful for you as hopefully you expand this to more people in the school, that more people are using it.
Then, that would be nice.
That, then you'll have that accountability within the teachers, too, which would probably be really wonderful, where you could go back and check and say, if you're having trouble in your class, are you taking them back as a refresher, so to speak?
Yeah, and I think that's important. It would really be nice. I think it would work well if all teachers were using the same strategy. So if we could get, even at the middle school, if I could talk them into, if they can see results, and maybe we could do a school-wide thing at the middle school, and train those teachers over there and get them using it, and then everyone's using the same thing, and it's reinforced in every class, then I think it's really going to work. Meet in a little small corner,
right.
Trying to get a few kids and keep them going,
right.
I think that's the hard part.
Yeah, just being kind of all on your own and
right.
Trying to make this work.
Mm-hmm. I think it really helps if all the teachers, and I mean, I let them know what I'm doing.
Right.
But if they actually were using the same types of strategies and reinforcing those in the other classes, okay, we're going to take notes and remember how we do that, and okay, pull out your planner and
right.
Write this in there. And so that's not happening yet.
Yet. I like that. Well, from a teacher standpoint, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, I can see where the results that you've gotten working, from the student standpoint of view, but as a teacher, what has that done for you, and what have you gained from working with this as far as a tool to utilize with your students?
Well, definitely using the same tool for myself as far as the binder system and organizing my classes and things like that so that I can show the students that I'm using that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, I've always used a planner and been organized and that type of thing, but, instituting the binder system, and then in my other classes, even the class that isn't my study skills class, using that to show them how to use that same format for note-taking and try to reinforce some of those strategies in other classes, even though I'm not officially teaching them. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes total sense.
So I found that to be beneficial for me and for the students, because then I have a consistent way that I'm expecting them to do things.
And you're actually showing them as well,
mm-hmm.
By example, leading by example, which is always really obviously important when it comes to kids and students.
Yep. Very true.
Well, it sounds to me like the process was the whole experience of working, with Susan and her organization was a positive experience for you, and you're having great results with it. Just on a personal level, what was it like working with Susan?
Oh, she's very personable and helpful, and when I did, I had called her with a couple of things I was having problems with, and she was able to share some insight and very good at listening as far as what my particular problem was and helping me brainstorm a way to get around it. She was very good about that.
Now, through the process as well, one of the things that she likes me to check in with you on is not just obviously getting the positive things, which I know she appreciates and will appreciate hearing your kind words to her, but also, was there any areas in working with her where you felt perhaps you might have experienced some limitations, or do you have any comments you'd like to relay back to Susan in regard to that?
I'm trying to think if there was anything in particular that...
Or maybe even suggestions on any additional services that she might be able to provide that would be useful to you?
Gosh, that one requires a little thought.
And that's something, too, you can get back to her on, but I know she really values the opinions and input, of her clients, since you guys are right in the field and things sometimes she might not even think about.
Right, and I'm trying to
you.
Think there were a couple of things that I suggested to her as far as the organization of the book. Like I thought that the recording progress should be right away in the beginning, because that way that you could be right on board with the kids right away on doing that, keeping track of their grades, and then because the way I taught it, of course, it was towards the end, and then kind of not really being able to reinforce that as much as I wanted to. But otherwise, as far as working with her or the program itself, I guess I didn't really have anything that's coming to mind.
Well, and that's fine. That's great, actually. But I always like to give people that opportunity, because sometimes you can get just wrapped up in all the good stuff, but sometimes in other things, if there's other ideas that, like I said, might never occur It never occurred to Susan that might be helpful to you, so I appreciate you.
Well, I'm actually, I have my master's in literacy education, and I have found, especially the asking questions section, it works really well with the reading stuff that I have learned in that program, and I expanded quite a bit on the asking questions section as far as using what I've learned in my literacy program. So I think that fits really well with students as far as that section. It was probably the best one. I mean, I know they need to be organized, but that whole asking questions and interactive piece on how to read textbooks more efficiently and all that and take notes and study really worked well with the literacy stuff. So
wonderful. I'll definitely make sure that I pass that information on to her. That's good information for her to know.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just have one last question, and then we can wrap this up and let you get on with your day.
Okay.
If someone was considering working with SOAR, what do you think would be important for them to know that maybe you haven't already shared with me?
I guess what would be important to know is that they're pretty familiar with the material before they try to just teach it and wing it, to have spent some time with it and understand how it works and maybe even tried out some of the strategies a little bit before they try to teach them to the kids. And also, you know, the informative piece to the parents, I think, is really important. Because they're behind the family meeting, and they understand the use of the planner and the binder system and some of the logic behind what we're trying to do at the school with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
If the parents understand that, I think that's important for whomever might be considering teaching the program.
Yes, I think it'd be real important for the parents to know that this type of a program is being offered. I would think that would give them a lot of comfort.
I love the homework, or whatever it is, that the parents can sign up for that. I put that on my website for parents to sign up for that free newsletter if they're interested.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because then that's, you know, that fits right in with what we're doing at school, and I love the stuff she's got on there for the parents to do a little bit of their mm-hmm. attitudes towards homework and kind of a little checklist on what they do with their kids as far as what level they should be working with their kids on homework. I love that part of it too. So it's a good resource for them if they use it.
Well, it supports you too in what you're doing, obviously, which is really important. You guys have enough, it's hard enough on your own out there. So you have the parent support too. I'm sure that's terrific.
True enough.
Well, thank you, Lori. I so appreciate you taking time to talk with me, and I'm so happy to hear that you had such a great experience working with Susan and her organization.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to see what happens with this new bunch. So
wonderful. I'm sure she will be staying in touch with you and getting your feedback to know how that goes for you as well.
All right.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.